The Northwest Department of Agriculture and Rural Development is hosting its first cannabis Lekgotla in collaboration with the University of the Free State in the Northwest Province. The Lekgotla is taking place today, the 14th and the 16th of September 2022. The theme is breaking the barriers towards the cannabis agenda in the Northwest Province. Today we'll be chatting with Butubuile Pule from the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development about this. So what is the aim of this event?
Thank you very much. Maybe just to indicate that we know that as far back as 2018 and 2019, there have been cabinet discussions which gave rise to what we now call the draft cannabis master plan. Then last year, September, as a province, we then had a webinar where we were sensitizing people about the draft master plan itself. Now, we realized that in order to assist the province, because even though it is not enacted, the president has talked about industrialization and commercialization of cannabis. So we are wanting to put our ducks in a row so that when all systems go, the people know and the people are ready. So the main purpose is to actually introduce to everybody in the province, because we have traditional leadership, we have traditional practitioners, we have health practitioners, we have Rastafari communities, we have farmers, we have users, producers, pharmacists, we have all departments. So it's everybody in the province who has to come under one roof. Hence, we called it the Lekgotla, so that we come to talk. It's not one person or one organization dictating unto another, but it's everybody in the space. So that we come, we share our understanding, and we share at the end of the day what we want to come out with is, given everything that is there around cannabis, how do we as a province want to propel development around that?
So far, what are the points of discussions that have been mentioned already?
The main thing that we are going to be discussing, we actually just took from the master plan pillars themselves, but we also took from what is happening around cannabis. Like, we're going to look at the issues of your legal or regulatory frameworks around cannabis. We're going to look at the issues that talk to sustainable seed supply and producer support systems. For what do we mean by that? And what are the hindrances? And how do we want everybody that is there, especially industry and government, to assist? We're going to talk around issues of research and technology development around cannabis. But you also, as you know, we were growing up, at least when we went to school, cannabis was not a subject matter. Now, right now, with this development, the issue of education becomes critical. We're also going to touch on that, on education. We are going to touch on sustainable producer support, whether financial or non-financial. We're going to talk to the issues of the market, or what is the situation, how can that be, how can people access the market. Those that know on enterprise and supplier development, those that know about manufacturing, we're going to be touching on those matters. And then we're going to be touching, actually we have people that are recreational users of cannabis, because cannabis has multiple uses. Like, you can use it for textile, you can be a recreational user, you can build with it, and then there are medical products that can come from there as well. So the laws that are there currently, so that we discuss them as well, so that tomorrow people know, so that we don't find ourselves as a province having people that may not have known and find themselves in the wrong side of the law. And all the stakeholders will be there, inclusive of reps, inclusive of people, participants that are from the legal background, from the Rastafari community. We also have a cannabis council, which will also be part of that. The one from the province, like all organizations, will be there, because we need their input. This has to be all-inclusive, because as we look at the master plan, it talks about the issue of inclusivity. So we're trying to actually get everybody, so that tomorrow we know we run with something that has been well engaged.
So are there any other developments with regards to research development in technology?
As far as technology is concerned, I think I can't say we are that much advanced as yet, but there's always ways and means of how to do things. So at the Lekgotla, we might also be having people that have had some strides that can say there are this technology that can be used for this. For an example, you may not say it's technology, but if there's somebody that says, look, I'm making bricks from hemp, and this is how we make it, or this is also the quicker way of making it, or I'm drying stocks, this is the other way that I'm doing to dry my stocks. Such things. Besides Western technology, if I have to put it that way, we then have, you know, we have what we call indigenous knowledge systems. We would also have people that are working within the indigenous knowledge system space, because even there's this indigenous technology that is there. So even those, the people that know, would then be there to actually share their experiences and inform that which we would wish to do.
So why was it important to partner with the Northwest University?
Look, I said earlier that before, when we were at school, cannabis was not really a part of our curriculum. Now, twofold, the university in the province plays a critical role in terms of education, because within the university, we have the School of Agriculture, we've got the people from natural sciences, and then we have the colleagues from the indigenous knowledge system. They have vast pot of knowledge in terms of this. They also have students that are at master's level, for an example, that are into learning and researching about cannabis. So it is a boost to us as a department that we work together on this thing, because going forward, then depending, of course, on what the outcome of the Lekgotla would be, we would then also really love to be working together in that space, because it is part of our checks and balances in going forward.
And what is the outcomes that you're hoping to achieve from this Lekgotla?
Oh, thank you very much for that. We actually, number one, the reason that we call it a Lekgotla, we want everybody to have an understanding. It's sort of a jewel. It's sort of an awareness, but it's also planning, so that anybody, whether we're in the villages, whether you are in the townships, whether we are in a small dorpies or in the suburbs of the Northwest, that you need to understand the space of cannabis. And number two, when we do a plan, it should be an all-inclusive plan. That would be a provincial plan that anybody within the province would then be knowing in the space of cannabis. There's one plan. And again, these days, we know that the government is pushing for district development models, which is taking to one plan. So this is one such thing to say, we will come with one plan that everybody would be referring to when we double into the cannabis business space.
In the statement, you mention breaking barriers. What are these barriers, and how do you plan on breaking the barriers within the cannabis industry?
We know that the act as we are now may not necessarily be that user-friendly within the cannabis space. We know that the bill, the cannabis bill right now, there are still things that the people that are within the cannabis space are still looking at. We know that from the medical, the act that governs the use of medicine, the scheduling of drugs, there are certain hurdles, if I may put it that way. There are these laws, there are these acts that we feel require review, require engagement, so that the people that operate within that space should then be able to function better. Earlier, I also said that although the president talked about it being commercialization, we still need to say, what is the final thing? Is it enacted? Can everybody now start doing this at a commercial level? The application processes for hemp, the application processes for the registration processes and so on. These are the kind of things that we are saying. People look at them as barriers. Now, let's come and talk about these things and say, there are certain things that are within our control, for an example, which we can manage. How do we deal with them in the short term and long term? There are certain things that are not within our control, but they affect how we do things. How do we manage such when we go on and make inputs and make presentations to those that to say, how does the thing become user-friendly for the people that are dabbling into the cannabis business space?
So earlier on, you made a reference to the cannabis master plan. Does this mean the master plan has been already revised, or are you still using the old cannabis master plan?
I'm not sure which But the old that we're using is still the draft version 5 so far. We're still using the draft version 5 of the Cannabis Master Plan. And what we are saying is, while there are parallel processes to finalize the master plan, it does not mean that we should stop. For an example, that which we can do while we are going towards that. For an example, people need to register. Agree, for an example, with the Ministry of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, people know that they can apply for registration for hemp licensing, and then it has categories there. You know, you would then know how to do that. So in the meantime, while we await for those things, then this is the process that people can start. If people, on the other hand, want to go for like medical reasons, then they know they follow the stream of SAPRA, for an example. Those are the processes that we can start with. The master plan has 6 pillars, for which there are certain deliverables that can ensue while we are waiting for its finalization. So I can say it is actually a work in progress. So re phumana ile re batlo gama le dinako re batlo bona gore let help our people such that by the time all systems go, we have reached certain milestones, because there are certain things that the law allows us to do. There are certain things that we want to prepare while we wait for the regulations and the act to now start to be favorable, when we now start to be said that now this thing can be commercialized, when the quotas of what you can have as a user or as a business person gets revised, then we will be there. But until then, we work within the space that we are allowed to work on.
Now, when can people expect the Cannabis Master Plan to be officially finalized?
That is a very good question. At this point, I am not able to talk to it. I am working from the basis of the province. I know that there's a national task team that is there that is working on these matters, and I trust that they are working with speed to ensure that such happens. I know my answer may sound very evasive, but at this point, I may not be able to do that because there is a team that is assigned to ensure that such happens.
Seeing that this industry is becoming a boom in South Africa, how will you ensure that your underprivileged small-scale farmer and general public benefits from this without losing potential benefits to large and already established companies?
Beautiful question. This is when I started earlier, I referred to the word inclusivity, and this is what we want to do. And if you look at our province, the Northwest province is predominantly rural. And if we, for an example, were to actually look at the households that we have, because like of the, let's say 4.7 million, let me say, which is our population in the province, if we start small and look at village models, I don't want to divulge more information or preempt the outcome of the Lekgotla, but these are the things that are also going to be discussed at the Lekgotla, which we will get from the people. Hence, we want everybody to be there that can possibly attend, both physically, but mostly we want people to also join in virtually, so that they bring in the people, so that they make their inputs, so that we then see how do we not leave out our people, because that is where mostly we can then get these assistances or the people that can be into the space. We really are aware that there's a certain group that is well advanced already in the space, that our people, especially from the villages, rural areas, have been a little behind because of the stigma that has been there around the cannabis. So they are included in the Lekgotla, and we really want their input. That is why we are also including our people with indigenous knowledge. That is why we're including dingaka tsa rona tsa setso, badirisi ba rona ba tlhagisang ditlhare tsa rona tsa setso. That is why we are including actually everybody in the Rastafari community. That is why we are including them, because we need this knowledge from them and we need them to be part of this, so that as we go forward, we are not leaving anybody behind.
So earlier on, you mentioned the stigma behind cannabis. And currently, one of the issues that are brought up is the recreational use of cannabis. Will there be a change around the laws for cannabis, specifically for the recreational users?
We really hope that. And actually, it will be part of the discussions. We really hope that. That, and I'm not advocating for uncontrollable use of cannabis. We work within the laws. And we know, just like any other thing, like with your alcohol, like with your tobacco, that there are designated areas, that there are spaces. And we know that when Cabinet took a decision that we are allowed now to can smoke in the comfort of our own homes without injuring or affecting other people. So until then, I'm just urging all users that we abide by the rules, that we do that without negatively affecting other people, that we do that without provoking the law unnecessarily, but all the people that are with the law will also be part of the Lokota so that we iron this out once and for all. So in the meantime, let's stick to what the law says in terms of recreational use.
Any other information you'd like to add?
Thank you very much. Let me just say, we're having this Lokota on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of this month in September. We will be hosting it at the University of the Northwest. Now, because the numbers, we're trying to control the numbers. We only have 100 people that will attend physically across all formations that we have talked about. But we have also shared a link to register on our departmental website. So we are encouraging people to actually register so that they could then attend virtually. And if people are not able to do that, let me say for now, they can engage with our local agricultural extension offices in our different municipalities across the province so that they can be assisted to get hold of the link and that they can register. Because for security reasons, as you know, we actually need to be doing everything responsibly so on that.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Pule. It was great having you for this interview.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that was Butubuile Pule, the Chief Director responsible for Agriculture Producer Support for the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.